king of the apostles house of the Colossians is mine to you, grace to you, and peace from God the Father. The timely, smooth flowing sermon of Psalm 23 has been a healing ancient Christ it is again today. It is not the literary beauty of the psalm, precious as it is, that does such wonders, but rather the message of our totally pure and complete dependency on our Lord. He makes, He leads, He accompanies, He comforts, He prepares, He anoints, He follows with goodness and mercy, and He installs us in His house, there to dwell forever. That message of Psalm 23 sanctifies us for an appreciative and profitable hearing of today's lesson, Colossians 1, 1-14. There Paul prayed for the Colossians with thanksgiving and with intercession. He always thanks God when he prayed for them. For the Colossians had faith in Christ Jesus by the Spirit working in them through the word of the truth, the gospel, mediated with them by Epaphras, Paul's beloved fellow servant. And by the same Spirit, they had the fruit of faith, love for all the saints. By the same Spirit, they had faith and truth. Paul also made teachers and instruction for them to grow in faith and in the fruits of faith. Especially Paul prayed that God would strengthen them with all power out of his glorious might, to give them endurance and patience with joy and thanksgiving, so that they would not shift from the hope of the gospel. Some would try to delude them with beguiling speech. Some would try to make play of them, try to capture them by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirit of the universe. Things earthly remained in them, and Paul relentlessly picked them off in chapter 3 of his letter. Morality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry, anger, wrath, malice, slander, foul talk, lying, segregationist thinking. However, even though they were assailed from within and without, by the power from God, they could and would resist temptation, persist in faith and its truth, with joy and thanksgiving, living their lives to the Lord. Now, as surely as God had given them faith and truth of faith, so also had God given them the substance to which they stood. The Colossians had not qualified themselves for such gifts from God. The Father had qualified them to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. He delivered them from the dark dominion of sin and Satan and transferred them to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For he died for our transgressions and has raised again for our justification. All the hopes of the Colossians, their totally secure and complete dependence on our Lord. He led them to say with joy and peace in believing, the Lord is my shepherd. Paul's words in the Colossians really sketches the classic biography of the Christian. And if time allowed, I would recast everything said so far to make it explicitly your biography and mine. But I dare say you would be in that, even as I talked about Paul in the Colossians. Our faith, God's gift, our good work, God's work in us. Our freedom from evil, God's deliverance. Our citizenship in Christ's kingdom, by God's transfer of us. The forgiveness of our sins, by the redemption of Christ. the Father has qualified us in totally secure and complete dependency on our Lord, we pray with joy and peace in believing the Lord is my shepherd. Out of that dependency, we pray for ourselves and for each other. Pray for divine instruction, illumination, and sanctification. As the formula of Francis says, we pray not that we might become remiss and lazy in reading, hearing, and meditating on the Word of God, but we pray that above all things we should thank God from our hearts for having liberated us from the darkness of ignorance, from the bondage of sin and death through His Son, and for having reborn and illuminated us through baptism and the Holy Spirit. And that by the same Spirit and grace we daily exercise in reading His Word and putting it into practice, He would preserve faith and His heavenly gifts in us and strengthen us daily until our end. May we speak such prayer for such purposes because God has qualified us. Because the Lord is mine.